Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you may be. Welcome to Yowie Radio's live coverage of the Pyeongchang 2018 Olympic Winter Games. Join us live now for the ladies' 500 meters. This is the final. Like with all individual distances in long track, you are only seeing the final. If you come last in the final, that doesn't mean that you're last, it means you're like 30th in the world, something like that. Coming up in the ladies' 500 meters, we have 32 of the world's best, fastest 500 meter skaters, scheduled to start very, very soon. Earlier today, we had the men's team pursuit quarterfinals. I made a mistake in my call that I should correct. I incorrectly stated that to advance to the semifinals, you had to win your heat. That is not true. It is the top four times which advance to the semifinals. And that means that New Zealand, in fact, does get to advance, and Japan, who was fifth, does not. So, be looking very much forward to seeing Team New Zealand stick it to established skating countries. New Zealand, of course, no long track. But, yep, they've qualified in fourth. And as I said during my live call, they have a very good chance because as the competition goes on and as skaters get more tired, the New Zealand team, being composed of inline skaters, are more used to the kind of competition that involves many races and having to recover quickly between them. So I believe that this format of competition favors them. So it'll be very, very interesting to see how that goes. So yes, a little pause there because on the live feed we're starting to get started. First pair coming up to the line, getting ready. And in the first pair, we have Anice Das from the Netherlands, paired with, skating by herself, in fact. There's an odd number of people qualified, and that means that the first pair is a single skater. Anice, of Indian descent, she and her twin sister, her identical twin sister, were adopted by a Dutch family when they were very young, raised in the Netherlands, and as you do, you get into speed skating, and here she is. Used to be in a training group with Anice. She's a very, very hardworking individual, very focused, and it's great to see her qualified here at the Olympic Games. So, ready to get started. I'll give everyone a bang so they can synchronize their audio with the video feed. Bang. And she is off. The ladies 500 meters at the 2018 Olympic Winter Games is underway. Let's watch for this first split. It gives you a very good indication of what kind of race this is. 10.7 seconds. That is quite fast. We're looking for low 10 second starts to be in the running for the medals. The Dutch, despite their dominance in the sport of speed skating, not quite as strong in the sprints until relatively recently. Last Olympic Games, Marco Boer wins a bronze medal in Sochi. Anice, 38.7 with a 28 second lap. Not a terrible time, probably won't challenge for the medals. To have a realistic chance of medaling, you probably have to go under 27.5 seconds. And to have a good chance at the gold, even a low 27, like a 27.2, is probably what you'll have to do. Anice, first Olympic Games, of course. Probably a little nervous, but quite a good skate. It's a good start to this competition. Coming up in the next pair, Norway's Ida Nauten against Aaron Jackson. Aaron Jackson from the United States, from Ocala, inline skater coming over to the ice. We spoke a little bit about her with Renee Hildebrand in the interview I did yesterday. Amazing surprise qualifier for the Olympics. She's not been on the ice very long, really full-time training on the ice only for a few months, and she turned up at US Olympic trials and slotted her into third place and booked herself a ticket to the Olympics. She's just going to be looking to put together a good race. She's raced few enough of these that she probably isn't quite sure what that even means, so this is a great learning opportunity for her. Ida, of course, a veteran of Norwegian speed skating. And they're off. Erin, very physically capable athlete. She's already got the start on Ida. This is a 10.82, which is a fantastic start. She comes around and she's going to get a really great draft behind Ida here. And that's going to help her. People coming over to the sport generally struggle with getting good top speed. That's something that takes quite a lot of technical development, a lot of time. She gets a little bit of a slingshot off Ida there, has a nice inner lane finish, and comes up to the line just in front of Ida. 39.3 seconds for Ida, 39.2 seconds for Aaron. Of course, we saw Ida slowly reel her in down that straight. The top speed advantage of a much more experienced skater, someone who's grown up ice skating, quite apparent there. But a great effort from Aaron. First Olympic Games. She hasn't even skated a World Cup. And there we go. Very respectable performance there. Coming up in the third pair, Lotte van Beek from the Netherlands paired with Alexandra Ianculescu from Romania. Alexandra, one of the many skaters who was actually just outside of Olympic qualification at the conclusion of the first four World Cups of the season. Those are the qualification events from which the Olympic list is determined. She'd made a long blog post saying, you know, thanks everyone for the support, it wasn't quite enough. Very sad, of course, to have just missed out. And then, with the exclusion of the Russian athletes, she suddenly got moved up into the list, and here she is, skating at her first Olympic Games. Skaters on the line now. Ready. Bang. Alex Ianculescu here trains under the tutelage of Greg Plannert in Calgary. She's actually spent a lot of her life living in Calgary, but has Romanian citizenship, of course, from Sibiu, I believe, a lovely city in the southwest of Romania. She has quite a good opening, but Lotte van Beek well ahead of her in this pair. Lotte coming to the line, she has a great top end speed, good 1500 meter skater, of course. 39.1, slots herself into second. She's probably not too happy about that, but Lotte van Beek, much better 1500 meter skater. Still got some pretty good form going there, but I think in the longer events is where she performs better. Coming up in the next pair now, 1,000 meter Olympic champion Jorien ter Mors paired with Kaja Ziomek from Poland. I'll be very interested to see what Jorien can pull out here. Her 1,000 meters, of course, spectacular, breaking the Olympic record, which was set at altitude, and causing a huge upset. I very much expected Naoko Daira from Japan to win the 1,000, but Jorien skated brilliantly and took that gold medal. Very, very deserved. 500 meters, a little bit shorter. Not sure if she has the explosiveness to put in a good start, but look out for a very fast lap here. She will have a good top speed. She's a short track skater, skated the 1500 meter final just last night. Bang. It's all going to depend on what kind of start she can get. It's a little bit like Usain Bolt, slow off the start, but good top speed. And a 10.5 puts her 0.2 in front of country mate Anis Das. And let's see what she can do with the acceleration. She has that inner corner to get up to speed, which will suit her as a short track skater. And coming around this outside corner with some speed, she's going to be able to use it to build the pressure, build the top speed. She is considerably in front of her pair, and 27 second lap. That is fast. A 37.5. That is a very, very good chance for a medal. I don't think it will be good enough for gold, but famous last words trying to predict the result of the Olympic Games here. But 37.5, very good chance at a medal. We'll be able to see soon what kind of medal that's going to be. So, coming into the next pair, Ksenia Sadowskaya from Belarus, paired with Ruining Tian from China. Like I said before, I'm sure the unfortunate name is merely a coincidence stemming from some kind of transliteration from the Chinese language, and is not a reflection of her having actually ruined anything. And if you've got a daughter skating in the Olympic Games, then I would, you know, be very proud of that. That's not ruining anything. That's doing rather well. And there she is, Ruining Tian. Belarus and China. So unusually at this Olympics, the skaters only skate the 500 meters once. Ready. Bang. Held them on the line for quite a long time there, but that is a clean start. So as I was saying, the 500 meters is run only once. In past years, it is run twice. So when you have two runs at the 500 meters, you get to start in the inside lane and in the outside lane for each of your two runs. And then the two times are added together and the person with the lowest total wins. Ooh. Little bit of a misstep there by Ruining Tian in the inside lap, but she has burst out of this corner with quite a bit of speed. Will it be enough? Not quite. Puts herself into third, 38.86 seconds. So the reason you had two runs of the 500 meters is because it is generally thought that the difference between starting in the inside lane and starting in the inside lane and the outside lane is quite significant. You know, if you start in the inside lane, you know, you run up the straight, you get this tight corner to accelerate, you come down the back straight in front of the other person in your pair, and you have this outer corner in which to try and either accelerate or keep your speed coming into the finishing straight. If you start in the outside lane, of course, you have this wider corner in which to accelerate, but when you come into the back straight, you also have the draft behind the other skater in your pair, and that can often allow you to reach a higher speed than you would otherwise. And not only that, after that, you get to go into the inner corner to finish, where it's easier to generate a lot of pressure and get a good corner exit. Of course, it depends a lot on the kind of skater you are as well. A smaller, lighter skater would probably prefer to finish on the inside corner, start on the outside, get that draft. But a large, heavy skater who puts a lot of power down might struggle to get around the inner corner and would prefer an outer corner for the second corner. Ready. Bang. So we have Uteng Huang on the outside, inline skater, very talented inline skater. And we have Francesco Betrone. Yvonne Dardossi is in the second pair, is in the pair after this. Italian, a little bit in front of the skater from Chinese Taipei, but Yuting, known for her top-end speed, probably a better 1,000-meter skater, but this is her first Olympics. We'll just have to see how she goes. And she does a very good inside corner there, has gone straight past the Italian, continues to accelerate all the way to the line, and oh, a nice time there, a 38.9. The slower opener probably cost her a little bit, but fourth in her first Olympics, that's a very respectable performance. Just see, she won't stay in fourth. She'll probably be passed by a number of the skaters still to come. Coming up in the seventh pair, Yvonne Dardossi from Italy on the inner. In the outer lane, Elina Risku from Finland. Finland has a very long and proud tradition of good sprinters. And Elina is following in this tradition. They're being introduced now. Coming up to the line. These nice blue suits from the Italians. And the Finnish suit, which has remained largely unchanged over the years. Sometimes it's been completely blue, but most of the time the top is white. And it basically looks like the Finnish flag. Here they come. Ready. Bang. And let's have a look at what this first split is going to be. It's going to have to be pretty special to have any chance of catching Yurine's time. 10.7, 10.8. Yeah, not quite there. But you got some pretty big aggressive arm swings going here. The Italian pushing quite hard, not quite getting that speed though. Risku now neck and neck, the two skaters drag racing each other down the line all the way to the end, and 39.2 from the Italian and 39.3 from the Finn. Still considerably slower than Yurine's time. In the eighth pair, coming up, we have Hong Zhang. Hong Zhang, the 1,000-meter, well, previous 1,000-meter Olympic champion, of course. Now, 1,000-meter Olympic champion is Yurine Temoz. But Hong Zhang also came fourth at the Olympics in Sochi. Briefly tasted third place when Olga Fatkulina was disqualified for a doping allegation. But there was an appeal which was upheld in the Court of Arbitration for Sport. So Olga got her silver medal back, and Hong Zhang no longer had the bronze. But fourth place at the last Olympics, that is not a terrible result, and we can expect a pretty decent showing here. In the outer lane, Ekaterina Ayadova from Kazakhstan. Another ethnic Russian living and training in Kazakhstan. So, Hong Zhang, quite a wide stance there for the opener. Oh, and there's a false start. I think it was the inner lane, there was a little bit of movement. Yeah, the wide stance is almost certainly because when you start, you want to, you know, get the cadence up as quickly as possible. You want to plant those first few steps down. And one thing you don't want to do is kick the other skate. Here we go. And again. Bang. You might think, oh, why would you kick your own feet? Of course you wouldn't kick your own feet. Our proprioception, our sense of where our feet are, generally a pretty good thing. But don't forget that attached to the bottom of these feet are these long blades made of metal. And that is a slightly unnatural thing. Not too unusual for these blades to sometimes scrape against the back of your heel or sometimes against their own blades. Hong Zhang, a little bit careless, some of her hair poking out the side of her hood there, probably losing a little bit of time just because of that, aerodynamics being very important in the 500 meters, puts herself into second place with a low 38. Whoop, little bit of a slip there. Yeah. Yeah, I see that hair flapping around her neck. Hasn't quite tucked it into her hood properly. And that can cost her some time as well. Yurine Temor is still in first place. 8/10 of a second clear of second. And that was, that was pair 8 out of 16. So oh no, they're going straight through. I thought there might be an ice resurface, but it's only 500 meters. Now we have hometown favorite, well, one of three, Kim Min-sung from Korea in the inner lane. In the outer lane, Heather Bergsma. Heather, world champion in the 1500 meters last year, of course, not doing quite as well in the 1500 meters at the games. Bergsma will do a down start. Ready, bang. Look out for a fast opener from Heather. That will pretty much determine whether or not this is going to be a good 500 meters. The Korean, just a little bit ahead, 10.6, 10.7. Kim running up the inside, but Heather accelerating very well. She has some great corners, slightly uneven straights, but she certainly makes it up in the corner. She's got that inner lane. She's ahead of the Korean already, coming into the straight, and let's see if she can put some big steps in, getting a high top speed, coming to the line, and slots herself into the second place with a low 38 second, 538.14. And that is a very decent time, actually. 6/10 behind Yurine. Probably won't challenge for the medals, but it is not. We've got some slow motion footage of the start here, and on the second and the third steps, Heather actually clips her toes, the toe of her blade on the ice. Lucky not to lose too much time there. That can, even if it doesn't make you fall, it can really throw your timing off. And right at the start, the timing is everything. If you rush the steps too much, you're just running. If you delay them too much, you can put your foot down wrong, you can fall. It's a real precision sport. I mean, we're skating at, you know, almost 60 kilometers an hour on a 1 millimeter thin sliver of metal. You would want to put your feet down with some degree of precision, if for no other reason than to not cut yourself. So we have Kim Hyun Young and Judith Danhauer from Germany. Ready? Bang. And both skaters, relatively short, very good starters. The German putting in the fastest opener of the day, 10.45. Can she follow it up with an equally fast lap? It's looking good. She has some good extension, pumping the arms there. The Korean, staying low, but not quite getting her bum down. That's essential. But the Korean putting in a very good inner corner. Now she's caught up to the German, and it's a drag race to the end. The crowd is going crazy, but into third place, 38.2 seconds. Will she stay in third? Probably not. but it's nice to enjoy that for a short amount of time. Coming up in pair number 11, starting to get to the business end of proceedings. Oh my, that's sneezies. So, in the next pair, Erina Kamiya from Japan, and in the outer lane, Brittany Bowe from the United States. Brittany, another skater from the Ocala region in Florida, subject of our conversation with Renee Hildebrand last night. She disappointing results in the 1500 and the 1000. She came fifth in the 1500 and fourth in the 1000 meters. Maybe this will be her day and she'll pick up a medal. Team USA ended their medal drought yesterday. In the short track, they picked up a silver medal in the 1000 meters when there was an unexpected fall. But Brittany, former world record holder in the 1000 meters, it would be really great to see her pick up a medal. Bang! And they're off. She's already getting low, skating aggressively, coming up to that first split. 10.45, same split as Judith Danhauer. Will she be able to follow it up with a good lap? History suggests that she can. She's a very good 1,000 meter skater, having previously held the world record and coming fourth in it. She's on form. She's been recovering from her concussion, which ruined her season. She is skating all the way to the line. Will she be able to put down a good time? And she does. Oh, 37.53. That is the exact same time as Yurine Termoz. I'm going to have to wait a little bit for the finish line camera to confirm the result and see whether Yurine was in front or whether Brittany was in front. But that is a real medal chance. If that is slightly faster than Termoz's skate, she could be in it to pick up a medal here. That is a very impressive skate. She had a good opener, and she followed it up with a very fast lap. What is the official result? Okay, and we do have an official result. Brittany is in front of Yurine Termoz. Brittany picks up 37.530, Yurine 37.539. 9 thousandths of a second, not quite a whole hundredth of a second. And Brittany is now in first place with four pairs to go. She has a very, very good chance of picking up a medal here. Now we have Norway's Hege Bukko and Marsha Hudi from... Where are we? Yes. No, Heather McLean from Canada. So that's a very good opener from Heather. She's 10.5, still a little bit behind Brittany's time. We'll see what kind of lap she manages to put up. And here comes McLean on the inner. She's in front of Bukko now. Bukko not quite there. She's got a good top speed, but not such a good opener, and that's hurt her. And Heather McLean in sixth, Bukko in eighth. Good laps, but the opener is not quite fast enough to make them competitive. Coming up in the next pair, Marsha Hudi from Canada, and Jing Yu from China. Jing Yu, the first female skater to skate 500 meters in under 37 seconds. Obviously, former world record holder. I believe she came third at World Single Distance Championships last year, so she is definitely a threat to the medals here. It's going to really come down to how good an opener she can put in and whether she can follow up that opener with a fast lap. And the Canadian in the outer, getting ready. Both wearing suits that are predominantly black with red trim. I think this is the first time I've looked at the Canadian suit and thought, wow, that's a nice looking suit. Bang! Canadians famous for turning up to the Olympics with strange looking suits, sometimes quite terrible looking suits, but these suits, quite nice. And this looks like a good opener, 10.3, fastest opener of the day from the Canadian, one whole tenth faster than Brittany's opener. Now she has to put in a great lap and a very, very good last corner. She's a little bit ahead of the Chinese skater now. It's going to reel her in. Psychologically, it's great coming up this inside corner because you can see the skater in the outer lane and see yourself catch up to them. But this is becoming a very, very close contest. Jing Yu, oh, not quite. In third place, 37.8. Puts in a very fast lap, 2/10 faster than the Canadians. But both skaters, third and fourth, not quite fast enough to take the lead. Coming up in the next pair, two people who could potentially win this, Nao Kodaira from Japan. One can't help but think that she is definitely the favorite for this event. She's won it at every World Cup, except for the one that she didn't show up at. She won it at World Single Distances last year by a considerable margin. She holds the track record here. And she is in the inner lane. In the outer lane, Karolina Urbanova from the Czech Republic, European sprint champion. Fourth last year at World Championships. If there's anyone who can knock off the current leaders, it's these two. Well, it's the next six skaters, really. But let's have a look at what they can come up with. They're getting their armbands now, getting ready. Nao Kodaira. She has been undefeated at this distance for, oh, I don't know how long. It feels like two whole seasons. Urbanova. In the outer lane, looking like she means business. Skaters to the line. Ready. Bang. And it's a clean start. Kodaira. Nice and low. Both of them ahead of Brittany's first split. Let's have a look at what their lap is looking like. Kodaira looking very good, quite low, not rushing her steps too much. Pushing very hard, coming into that second corner. Can she extend the lead? She's 2/10 of a second ahead. Can she stay ahead? Still ahead of the Czech skater. Pushing well, pushing smoothly, coming up to the line. And 36.9, I believe that is another track record. It is another Olympic record. It is very fast to skate a sub 37 second 500 meters at low ice. That is unbelievable. I honestly can't see anyone going faster than that, but this is the Olympic Games, so I'm just going to hold my prediction for now, but I do believe that is a gold medal performance. She's probably a little pissed that she got knocked to silver for the 1,000 meters in the distance in which she was a world record holder. So She just took all this aggression out in the 500. She's puts her arms in the air in the finish. That's a pretty big display of emotion from her. Normally very calm, very poker-faced. Also, Karolina Urbanova moves into second place in front of Brittany and Urine. So we'll see if Brittany and Urine manage to... Well, if Brittany manages to stay in the medals. Very good skate from Urbanova. Puts herself in there with a very good chance for a medal. Two skaters left to skate. No, four. My live feed is a little bit behind the text on the Olympic website, but we have Lee Sang-hwa in the outer lane. Lee Sang-hwa from Korea, still a world record holder, 36.36. That was set in Salt Lake City, of course. But here, she is starting in the outer lane, and this might give her the tiniest bit of advantage over Nao Kodaira, because as she comes out of that first corner, she's going to have the draft behind Arisa Go, and that can help her get some speed. Bang. And it's a clean start. Look out for a very good start. Lee Sang-hwa has very fast openers, sometimes 10.1, 10.2. 10.2, there it is. It's the fastest opener of the day. And she is going to get a great draft behind Arisa Go. That's going to help her get some speed. If there is anyone in the field who can win this, it is definitely Lee Sang-hwa. She is a little bit ahead, in fact. Can she hold this corner? She comes into the finishing straight. She's neck and neck. Will she be able to do it? Oh, not quite. That looked very close for a while. She went into that corner pretty much right on the pace of Nao Kodaira, and going into an inner corner, you would almost think that that was a certainty, but she came out of that corner and wasn't able to get the same top speed that Kodaira could. But of course, goes into second place. Silver medal after two Olympic gold medals in the 500 meters is not bad. But of course, I'm sure she's disappointed. Looking to become, I'm pretty sure, the first person to take three Olympic titles in the 500 meters. This is an incredibly unforgiving distance. The tiniest, tiniest mistakes can cost you medals. There are some very good sportsmanlike conduct. Kodaira coming up to shake Lee's hand. Skating around the middle now. Karolina Urbanova in third place, Brittany Bowe in fourth. Urbanova looking very nervous there. One pair left. Herzog and Golikova. I don't believe that any of these two are going to threaten Kodaira. My head says they're not going to threaten Lee Sang-hwa either, but my heart hopes that they can. Golikova, Russian skater, not representing Russia, but independently represented as an Olympic athlete from Russia. And we've got Herzog, a young Austrian skater, very talented. Last pair, last chance. Bang! And it's a clean start. They're transitioning into the skating well, pushing well, good cadence, and 10.4. They're a little bit slower. They're going to have to pull out some very fast laps here if they want to be on the podium. I mean, they're in the last pair at the Olympic Games. They should be able to pull out very fast laps, but will they be fast enough? Golikova comes up the inside. She's a little bit ahead of Herzog. Herzog drag racing her down the straight. I think she is slightly ahead now, and oh, fourth place, 37.52. And that means Nao Kodaira, Olympic champion in the 500 meters for Japan. Second place, Lee Sang-hwa, the Olympic champion from Sochi and from Vancouver. She picks up the silver medal, and celebrations all around for Karolina Urbanova from the Czech Republic, who comes in third with a time of 37.34, 2/10 in front of Vanessa Herzog, who was fourth, Brittany Bowe fifth, Yurine Temor sixth, Golikova seventh, Arisigo eighth, Jing Yu, former world record holder, ninth, Marsha Hoodie in 10th, Heather Bergsma 11th, Kim Hyun Jung 12th, Irina Kamiya 13th, Heather McLean 14th, Hong Zhang 4th at the previous Olympic Games 15th, Kim Min Sun, Judith Danhauer, Hege Boko, Anis Das, Ruining Tian, Ekaterina Iodova, Uting Huang, Lotte van Beek, Erin Jackson. She's one to watch. If she keeps this up, she may be a legitimate medal threat at the next Olympics. Mark my words. Kaja Ziomek from Poland, 25th. Yvonne Daldossi, Ida Nauten, Elena Riscu, Francesca Betroni, Ksenia Sadowskaya, and in 31st place, 31st in the world, Alexandra Ianculescu from Romania. But there we've got Lee Sang-hwa and now Kadaira giving each other a little hug in the middle, having a little chat. An enormous amount of respect between these two athletes. They've competed against each other at World Cups and Olympic Games for many years now. Good to see there's no animosity there. Just some friendly hugs and handshakes. Big waves with the crowd. And 36.94. That is really very fast. Just to give you an indication, going into the Vancouver Olympics in 2010, Jenny Wolfe held the world record, which she set in Salt Lake City, and it was 37.00, and that is at high altitude ice. Now we have Nauka Daira skating on low ice and going faster than that, 36.94. A new Olympic record and a very, very deserving Olympic champion. That was pretty wonderful to see. So I guess that's all from me. Coming up tomorrow on Yowie Radio at the same time, that's 12 noon Berlin time, 8 p.m. Korean time, 11 a.m. GMT, we have the quarterfinals for the ladies team pursuit. I'm not sure I'll be able to get any TV coverage of that, if today was any indication. Watch this space. But my pick, of course, for the team pursuit overall is Japan. They broke the world record not very long ago. But going into Vancouver, the Canadians broke the world record and didn't even get past the quarterfinal stage. So, yeah, it's the Olympic Games. Anything can happen. Tomorrow, of course, also the men's 500 meters. Difficult to pick a winner here. Pavel Kolesnikov, the world record holder, is not skating because he's Russian and the Russians were banned from this Olympic Games. We've got some new countries. We've got a Chinese Taipei skater here. We've got a skater from Colombia, a country you don't normally associate with ice skating. At the business end, Mika Pautala from Finland, a heavy favorite, Kiefer Bai from the Netherlands, world sprint champion, Ronald Mulder, medalist from Sochi, top of the World Cup rankings, Håvard Lorentzen, Canadian Alex Beauvais-Lacroix, Nico Ile from Germany has also won several, Arthur Voss, also a threatened. It's extremely difficult to pick a winner from the 500 meters. Jan Smekens, a world champion at this distance, Joji Kato, medalist in Vancouver, Tingyu Gao from China, junior world record holder, Laurent Dubril from Canada, previous junior world record holder. There are just too many good skaters to pick from. And now that they only get one run at it, it's gonna be hard. But I'm gonna pick Mika Pautela. He has an outside lane start. He gets to finish on the inner lane. If he can hold that inner lane, I think he can put down a time that would surprise even him. Håvard Lorentzen, same deal from Norway. He's won the most World Cups this season. I don't think anyone else has actually won more than one, and he's won, I think, three or four. Skating very well, has an excellent top speed. You need that in speed skating. I reckon him for the silver medal, and for the bronze, Kai Freby, world sprint champion. Very fast 500 meter skater, very fast 1000 meter skater, incredibly capable. Had to endure two false starts of the Dutch Olympic selection trials, which very sadly eliminated Daidai Netab. And so he actually did three standing starts, still managed to qualify. So yeah, those are my medal picks: Mika Pautela, Håvard Lorentzen, and Kai Freby from the Netherlands. But yeah, it's anyone's game. Outside medal chance, of course, Daniel Gregg from Australia. He's been a bit up and down. He's had a difficult recovery from injury and surgery, but he's recently been skating very well, so I look forward to seeing him skate the 500 meters. That will be tomorrow at about 8:50 local time in Korea. That's about 12:50 Berlin time, 11:50 GMT, and so on and so forth. You guys are smart, you can figure it out. And that is all from me. Now, Kodaira, Olympic champion in the 500 meters, and I finally get another prediction right. That's a nice feeling. So until tomorrow, good night, have a good one, and enjoy the rest of your day.